Time now to take five for your community, a service this morning of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And it is the first Monday of a brand new month as we enter the month of May. We visit with Washington Mayor Joe Wellman for a city update. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Glad to have you with us. The busy month
Glad
of May.
Glad to be here. Yeah, looking forward to some nicer weather for a few days than we've had the last week or so.
No doubt about it. First and foremost, Election Day tomorrow, so yes. We'll have some offices closed.
Yes,
right?
All the city offices will be closed. No trash pickup. The recycle center will be closed, so hope people plan around that and hope people get out and vote.
Get out and vote. Absolutely. So be aware, offices are closed tomorrow for Election Day. With the month of May, it is time for, spring festivals. Downtown Washington's got a big event May 14th.
Yes, that's coming up real soon. The Spring Fest with the Heart of Washington downtown group, along with Your Own Memories Cruise Inn. But at 10 o'clock on that Saturday, we're going to be opening the time capsule from 1966, and that has been carefully ensconced in the sidewalk in front of German American Bank for 50 years.
You know, I'm really excited about this. It'll be neat to open history, and we have some special guests coming back too, right?
Yes, Dennis Daly, who was here, and also, I believe, Bill Reiners, who both were here when it was buried, and they're coming back for that festivities. We're going to open it, take it over to the gazebo, or take it out of the sidewalk, take it over to the gazebo and open it, and hopefully everything in it is dry so that people can see it. If it's not, we're probably going to have to leave it dry out before we play around with it and look at it very much. But we hope it's dry and hope everything in it is in good shape. We don't know what's in it for sure.
We don't. We will certainly find out. We might find Geraldo Rivera down there. You just never know.
Yes.
But the thing about it is we'll get some ideas on what to put in the new one, too, because we're going to bury a new one, too, right?
Yes, we're going to bury a new one someplace downtown. Or actually, we're trying to find the best place to keep it where we know it'll be safe and dry. And so we're talking about that right now. But we want to bury it. We don't want to bury one until November when all of our bicentennial festivities are over, including our last concert this fall. So a lot of things going on. Coming up, speaking of the bicentennial, you've been promoting the Springs Concert. That's coming up June the 4th at the high school auditorium. May 21st is the 5K, Bicentennial 5K coming up.
And the best place to go if you want all the info on bicentennial happenings is the website, 200plusproject.com. Topher does a great job of keeping that up to date.
Yes, he does, and we appreciate his help. He's always putting pictures on there and keeping it up to date. So, yes, that's the best place to go to get details. And I want to do a shout-out again to the steering committee that's worked on that very, very heavily, yourself included, Dwayne.
5K run is May 21st. You can get your registration forms at the 200-plus website, and you can also get them up at different businesses around town. Mayor, what else you got?
A couple things coming on also this week. Thursday at noon at the courthouse steps, the National Day of Prayer celebration ceremony. That's been going on for many years here. We want people to come out for that, again, at noon at the courthouse steps. And on May 16th, also at the courthouse steps, is law enforcement memorial ceremony that we'll be participating in. I think that starts at 1 p.m. You can call my office or probably call either of the police law enforcement agencies, the sheriff or the account, the city, to find out for sure. But that's May the 16th. Then a big deal coming up at the end of this month, May 27th, Waterworld, the city pool and splash park is opening up. That's Friday, May 27th, and that'll be opening. Prices this year are the same as last year. We'll have both the season passes and also the books of 20 admissions that we had last year, which is a great, gives people a choice. If they're going to be there every day, they want to get a season pass. Also, private parties are booking now. Those can be held between 6:30 and 8:30 any day of the week but Tuesdays and Wednesdays because we keep the open swim open later those 2 days. So you can also go to the city website, washingtonin.us, and click on the departments and click on the pool and Parks Department and the pool, and you can find out the hours of the pool and what all's going on there. So a lot going on in the months of April and May.
Are you still looking for lifeguards, or do they get all those filled?
No, we've got all the lifeguards and the concession and desk workers filled. We've got that taken care of. We had a real good turnout of some great. We got a new manager this year. Chelsea Hedrick is going to be managing it. She's been a lifeguard for, 4 or 5 years, several years, and we're looking forward to her involvement and management of the pool. And we think it's going to be a good year. Hopefully the weather will cooperate this year.
Absolutely. Well, a busy month of May coming up. Lots of activities going on. Get out and be a part of your community and the many activities as we celebrate the bicentennial and so much more. Mayor, thank you so much for the update.
Well, yes, a lot going on, and appreciate anybody getting involved.
You got it.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You betcha. Take Five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.